My message for this Christmas Eve is Christmas, a story of light shining into darkness. You know, I was thinking as I prepared this message, here we are celebrating another Christmas Eve service, and I thought to myself, how many different ways could you possibly tell this story of a baby born in a stable in a little town called Bethlehem? You know, I've been doing this for 30-plus years, and it's quite amazing that, you know, every year you're called to tell the story again, and hopefully with a different twist. But here we are again talking about the Christ child born in this little town called Bethlehem, which means house of bread. It's an old story, I grant you that. At least 2,000 years old. But it is more than just an old story, isn't it? It's an event that happened in history that has affected generations down to this very generation that we're in now, in 2020. On that night, God broke into darkness, into trouble, into the mess of this world, and into, in many ways, to a time that seemed hopeless. Remember, if you take this in its proper context, Jesus was born into a very troubled society. You had oppressors like Herod the Great, or you had the Roman Empire with its foot on the neck of the people of Israel. But you know what? If we're honest, friends, not much has changed over time, especially as we look at this year that we just went through in 2020. Our world is far from being neat and tidy, that's for sure, because we know that our world has its problems. And perhaps if we are serious enough and introspectively, we all probably have our problems. Amen? Amen. We've all got our issues. It is like the saying, if we don't turn on the evening news, then we believe there's no economic turndown and there's no coronavirus because we just don't watch the news. But we know it's there, whether we watch the news or not. I remember one of my daughters, and I shall not name which one. Her understanding of a clean room was to shove 2 weeks' worth of dirty laundry under her bed, and her room was clean. It's amazing what we found under that bed. Out of sight, out of mind. However, Mom and Dad was a little smarter than that, so we knew where her stash was. But sometimes we pretend everything's okay, don't we, when it really isn't. But God knows what we're going through. Even if nobody around us knows, even if we're really good at hiding it, and we have everybody thinking that, oh boy, it's just great, when really it may not be. But God knows. God sees us. God knows us. He knows everything about us. He knew it back then on the night that Jesus was born, and the world back then was a real mess. And that is why God broke into the world on that first Christmas night in Bethlehem in the form of a baby named Jesus. And so our text for this evening is taken from the first chapter of John, where it says the Word became flesh. Because remember, up to this point, for the Jewish people, they were experiencing God through the laws, through the Word. But it says on that night, that Word became flesh. God became a living person in the person of Jesus Christ. And so in verse 5, John writes that the light of God shined into the darkness of the world. But even so, many still didn't understand it. And not just back 2,000 plus years ago, but I believe so many people still don't understand it. They don't understand the significance of what happened on that first Christmas night 2,000 years later. That true light gives light to every single person who willingly receives it, receives Christ into their life. Because you see, it's a personal choice. You cannot inherit it. It can't be passed down from one generation to the other. Yes, the information could be passed down from our grandparents to our parents to us, but it all comes down to whether or not we receive it for ourselves in a personal understanding relationship with Christ. Now, John reiterates again in verse 14, if you missed it the first time, he says, the Word became flesh and lived for a while among us. And that's true. We know that Jesus lived about 33 years, and he was with us for a while in the flesh, but he's still with us now in the Spirit. And so the message of Christmas for me is where we started this all over, all off on the first Advent of first Sunday of Advent. I started off with this whole message of hope. That's where I began this journey with all of you. That despite the mess that we might have made, because sometimes we make our own messes. And I'm not talking about my daughter's dirty laundry under the bed. Sometimes we create our own problems and our own messes. But sometimes we find ourselves in messes that we didn't create, that were put upon us by others, by life circumstances, by world events. Jesus came to live among us back then, and he comes to live among us in the midst of our messes even now. He came into a messy world, and he still does. Why? Why? Why would God do this? He did it because he loves us. God loved us so much, he gave us his only Son. And whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. That's a promise also found in John chapter 3. And so, yes, friends, it's an old, old story, but it gets newer and newer every day. I've heard people say, even to me, you know, the Bible's an archaic book. It's a book written thousands of years ago. What relevance could it possibly have on what we're going through today? You see, because the world many times is so enlightened that it fails to latch on to the truth, the never-ending or changing truth of God's eternal word. Jesus came into this world on a starry night in that little village. Why? To deal with our mess and to also deal with our separation with God once and for all. In other words, to reconnect us with God the Father. I'd like to read a passage from Titus chapter 2, verse 14. Listen to this. Jesus gave his life to free us from every kind of sin, to cleanse us and to make us his very own people, totally committed to doing good deeds. I love that. So in other words, we just don't do this to get saved and get all cleaned up from our messes. But he says, no, it doesn't stop there. Now you've got to go and do good deeds for others. You've got to take that faith and give it to others so that they might see the Christ that's in us. And then want themselves to have a similar relationship. Friends, for me, the real message of Christmas is about the love of God offered to us to set us free and to clean up our mess. He wants to restore our relationship with himself through Jesus Christ. He wants us to restore our relationship with others. I spoke about that on the fourth Advent of Sunday of Advent. Talked about reconciling with our neighbor, with others. This is a great season to do that, friends. to reach out to that person that you've been disconnected from and just put everything aside. And life is too short to hold grudges and broken relationships. And then he wants to help restore ourselves as individuals, right? Restore us with God, restore us with others, but he also wants to restore ourselves. I meet people all the time that deal with low self-esteem because of things that were spoken over their lives growing up. People that have addictions because they're trying to numb their feelings because of the pain that they've experienced and perhaps are even experiencing. Whatever that is, God wants to heal us through Christ to make us whole so that we can offer that wholeness to others. What a gift! And I want to tell you something. Try. You're not going to find it. You cannot find that gift on Amazon, no matter how hard you try. This gift, by the way, is free. It's already been paid for on Calvary's Hill when we celebrate Good Friday and Easter. It's an amazing gift. And it's an amazing thing, friends. I was thinking of this past week as I was preparing this message, that from Bethlehem, we could see Calvary. Some 33 years later, we could see the cross from the manger because we are post-Christmas Easter people. So friends, as we unwrap our Christmas gifts we received this year from our loved ones, take a time to remember the gift of Jesus that was given on that first Christmas night in that little village of Bethlehem. The gift that came to live among us and all of our problems and all of our messes. The gift of light that broke into the darkness of the world back then and our world today. And I'd love to say this. It's a gift that keeps on giving. Jesus keeps on giving of himself every day. Wake up in the morning, don't want to face the day, cry out to him. You'll get the gift anew. Day by day, it's a gift. It's not a one-time gift. It's an eternal gift that we will have, not just in this life, but in the life to come. So enjoy that gift, friends, on this Christmas Eve and tomorrow on Christmas Day when you celebrate. I know it's going to be limited with the people we could celebrate with, but celebrate it anyway, whether you're alone or with a few, or on Skype or FaceTime, whatever it is, celebrate that beautiful gift of Jesus who shines that light into the darkness of our lives and our world. Amen.